What's another word for synonym? Do other people think about the times that I have completely embarrassed myself? How many people who saw me today wound up, you know, thinking about me tonight? What was there before the Big Bang? And what was before that? Just when you're about to sleep, random thoughts just keeps on bugging you during these ungodly hours. Welcome to Late Nights by Luna Manila, your avenue for your late night thoughts and how to sashay it away. Hello, welcome to another episode of Late Nights by Luna Manila. It's been gloomy lately. I hope the weather is not stopping you from being productive. Or you know what? Forget that. Be lazy all you want. You don't want to read a book and want to bury yourself on social media? Go ahead. Do whatever you want. Just make sure that whatever you're doing will not leave you feeling not good about yourself. Remember that you're always one decision away from everything. In this episode, I will be talking about a recent self-awareness. So stay with me here. You might learn a thing or two from my experience. In the past week, I have been contemplating my podcast content. Should I discuss topics that I'm passionate about, which will be quite serious? Or should I discuss topics that are lighter and entertaining, because with everything that's been happening around us, I feel like I should meet the listener's need by giving a lighter content. It was quite difficult because there are a lot of topics that I want to cover, topics that I want to discuss and share. At the same time, I want to meet my listener's needs. But what is it that you need? I guess I wouldn't really know. All I know is I want to give a quality and valuable podcast experience for you. I got conscious of what to share. There were restless days and nights examining topics and content. What should I give? What should I share with them? Is this enough? Is this quality enough? Now let me share a recent realization with you. So I'm following this person on Instagram who I admire because she's a visionary entrepreneur and a venture capitalist focusing on impact investing and music. She's using the platform not only to promote the impact of climate change, but also advocates the protection of the environment. And she's studying the in-depths of yoga. One day, I viewed her Instagram story and she shared an Instagram page of an online music radio. At the bottom of her story, it says, capital Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y, quality. I got curious and I checked the page, and upon checking, the music that will be played on that radio is not my kind of music, but it's not something that I wouldn't, you know, listen to. It's just not me. And then I said, well, this is not quality for me. And that's when I realized that quality is subjective. Everyone has its own definition of quality. For example, we're in a seminar. Sometimes when we listen, we thought we already know what the speaker would say, while others would only hear what they would like to hear, filtering out anything that doesn't appeal to their most pressing interests. Another example is when we browse through our social media or the internet and we see a lot of self-help articles or even podcasts about how to be happy, how to be successful, or how to think positively. We ignore what we think doesn't serve us. Some we think are lame, some we think are fantastic. Then I decided that I will stop being conscious about my content. The quality of a podcast will always be how it is perceived by the listener. The podcast needs to serve me, and I must have that I love creating this content feeling. and stop trying to please and meet what the listeners need, because I will never meet them. We will read, listen, watch, and go someplace where we think we will meet our standards. I'm glad that I freed myself from that insecurity. So for the next few weeks, you will hear a lot from what's on my mind. May you learn a thing or two, or none at all. Or maybe you're just entertained by my voice, which is totally fine. I would be delighted to hear what you think of my episodes. Before I end this episode, for those of you who are pondering on creating something, just do it. All you need is that one step. Do it for yourself. Kahit cliche pakinggan yung gawin mo to kasi ito yung nakakapagpasaya sa'yo. I know ang corny pakinggan, but it's true. Let me share with you something that I learned lately. Remember that just because something comes easy for you, it doesn't mean that it comes easy for the rest of us. So, minsan doon nagagaling yung pagiging conscious natin eh. Na we want to share something, baka lang mamaya alam na nila yan eh. Or ano naman ang mapupulot nila sa akin. Minsan hindi natin alam kung sino yung nakikinig and may makukuha from what we just said or kung anumang kwento natin. Also, do not underestimate and undervalue what you know, your experiences, and who you are. You have a lot to give. I just learned that lately, and it just boosts my confidence. Lalo, na, o nga no, I can always share my experience. Someone out there will learn something from it. Oops, that's my speaker. Anyway, that's the end of the episode. Let me know what you think, please. And tag me on Instagram. It's Luna_Manila. Thank you for listening. Late Nights by Luna Manila will be a bi-weekly podcast, hoping to create a safe space for everyone to share their ideas, experiences, inputs on societal pressure, dating, love, and the ups and downs of their journey living in Manila. Follow me on Instagram at Luna_Manila. Thank you for listening.